Recent rains may not make up for the moisture deficit in the first quarter of the year, and limited growth in pastures and forage crops are showing the impact. Livestock producers are encouraged to implement a drought plan to help them weather the challenge and safeguard resources. South Dakota Grasslands Coalition Director Joshua Leifer says a drought plan starts with an inventory of current forage resources, comparing that with the needs of the cow herd.
That way you can get a good understanding and a good handle of how much time you have and how far out you are able to get before you're really in a critical situation where you'd be out of forage.
A drought plan can lay out strategies for stretching forage resources, such as marketing yearlings early or culling older or bad-tempered cows. Other options within a drought plan may be to plant annual forages and then hay or graze them. Cover crops can also be used to provide additional grazing. Leifers advises putting trigger dates into the drought plan.
Otherwise, if you don't have a trigger date, you'll kind of continually kick the can down the road hoping for moisture and eventually get yourself in a corner more than likely where you don't have the resources and you start to take away from your future resource base.
The NRCS can aid producers in developing a drought plan. The South Dakota Grasslands Coalition also offers a mentoring network of experienced producers that can aid in drought planning.
Several producers who have been through the drought cycle many times and have successfully used a lot of the strategies we've talked about with the drought plan and the cover cropping.
Visit sdgrass.org to learn more. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition.